Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people, I am back again. Oh, my God. This is like the second day in a row now that I am attempting to make this audio and this broadcast about Easter and the resurrection. Okay? I have a lot of opposition here, so it's something that I need to do because I got a lot of opposition from the enemy with this. When I say the enemy, I'm talking about Satan himself. So I'm back again because I got disconnected before. So I'm back again to try to finish this, okay? It says, okay, did God tell you to celebrate Easter, Resurrection Sunday? Part two, what scripture is that? Okay, what scripture is that, that God told you to do that? Okay, there's not one scripture in the Bible that tells you that. So because there's not one scripture in the Bible, that means you people don't have no business doing it. You don't have no business doing it. And again, this is prophetic power of truth, divine platform. This is Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Okay? We dealt with John chapter 20. I'm not going to go back into that. Earlier, we was talking about that. Now we're going to move right along. We're going to move right along in this broadcast. Okay? You only have Easter in the Bible one time in the book of Acts 12, verse 4. It's only injected in there one time, the word Easter. Because they want you, they, who is they? The people that set up all your religions and all your holidays. They want you to believe that it's okay for you to keep Easter. So that's why when they translated the Bible back in the 6th and the 8th century, they injected the word Easter there. When they translated the Hebrew scrolls or whatever they was doing, they injected that word Easter. And that's why you only see it in the Bible one time, because it don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Hebrew culture. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Hebrew scrolls. Okay? So Easter is a pagan holiday. It is straight up paganism, okay? Straight up paganism. It's all about your God Jesus, which I already told you. There's no J in the Hebrew. I cannot say that enough. And his name is not Jesus, okay? And he did not resurrect on a Sunday. And you don't even supposed to be going to church on a Sunday. Matter of fact, you don't even supposed to be going to no church, because the God of Israel ain't never set up no churches in the earth for you to go to. So again, that's paganism, okay? It's all paganism, everything that you see. So let's move right into it, okay? So you going to church on a Sunday, the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, the Son of God, his son, his name is Yeshayah. They have absolutely nothing to do with your pagan temples called churches all over the earth. The God of Israel never told you Hebrews, Israel, to go to no church. Okay? That don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel or the Son of God or the Holy Spirit. Okay? It was only one temple that he allowed to be set up in this earth, and that was in Jerusalem, over there in Africa, okay? There's no other temple that the God of Israel ever, ever, ever wanted to even have or go in, okay? He didn't even want that one. That was up to David doing all that. He told David, no, I don't need no temple, David, but go ahead. You want to build one. So, yeah. All your temple worship and all the shrines and mosques and synagogues and all this stuff they got set up in the earth have everything to do with their gods. All of their false gods that they have set up in earth. And all their gods is nothing but statues. All of them are statues. They're not real. The only one that they got real is Cedric Borgia. He was a real man, okay? They call him Jesus, He was a real man that died back in the 15th century. Back in the 15th century, I believe he died back in the 15th century. And that's when his father, the Pope, the second Pope of Rome, set him up as a god and made an image of him and made pictures of him, Michelangelo and all of them, made pictures of him, Sergio Borgia, and they put the name across him, Jesus. So the whole world is worshiping a dead man named Sergio Borgia, okay? That's the image that you see set up in the earth, all the pictures. So let's keep going. Let me pick it up right here, John 19:14. John 19:14. Matter of fact, let's go to Acts. Let's go to Acts. Let's go to Acts chapter 12, verse 14. And when the Son of God resurrected, I'm not going to go to the scripture because I'm trying to get finished with this. When the Son of God, not resurrected, he rose. In the Hebrew, the word means to rise. To rise. Resurrection don't mean what you think. And I'm going to prove that to you. I'm going to try to. I'm going to attempt to try again to prove the word resurrection. And matter of fact, let me look the word up right now before I get disconnected, okay? Let's look up resurrection. Okay, it's in the Bible about 40 times. It'll appear in the New Testament, the word resurrection. Let's look it up. Resurrection, okay? Resurrection. Antisa, antecede. And it says, it's a Greek-Russian female form of the Greek name antithesis, from antithesis, meaning resurrection. Antithesis, I'm gonna spell it to you. Antithesis means resurrection, okay? So the word resurrection in the New Testament have everything to do with a saint called antithesis. I'm gonna spell it to you. A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-S, antithesis. She was a martyr of Rome, Italy. Okay, she's a martyr of the Roman Catholic Church. Antithesis means resurrection in the New Testament. Who is antithesis? Let's look up antithesis. Let's look her up. Who is antithesis? Antithesis is a female given name of Greek origin, okay? It's a female given name, meaning resurrection. So when you look up the word resurrection in the Bible, okay? In the Greek, the word resurrection, in the Greek, you're going to get antithesis. Antithesis. It's a Greek, or it's a antithesis, is a Greek Romanized antithesis. Antithesis is a female given name of Greek origin. That's why you have the word resurrection in the New Testament. It's Greek origin. They really mean antithesis. But instead of putting antithesis there, they put resurrection there. So antithesis means resurrection, and she is nothing but a Catholic, a saint that they call her, that was martyred. That was martyred in 320-something A.D., okay? Y'all don't know what y'all dealing with, talking about Resurrection Sunday, Resurrection Day. No, antithesis is a female, and it says right here, antithesis, meaning resurrection. It is a popular name in Eastern Europe. Okay, it means resurrection, antithesis. Let me look at her gender. She's a female. Language, she spoke Greek. Character was a Russian. emphasis. Okay. Meaning resurrection. Meaning resurrection. Okay. Emphasis. Let me pull up here. She was a martyr of the Catholic Church over there in Rome. They martyr her. Ephesus means resurrection, people, in the New Testament. It ain't got nothing to do with the resurrection of Christ or the resurrection of Jesus or the resurrection of the, none of that. Ephesus is simply mean a female martyr of the Roman Christianity. Okay, she was a Christian. Okay, that's what she was. She was a martyr. She got martyred. She was a Christian. Okay, her name is associated with palm branches. You notice on Easter you got to have the palm branches when you go to church and all of that. Okay, emphasis. That's all up under her. Okay, resurrection. That's what it means, people. Okay. She's a Christian. Christianity began in the Middle East. Okay, don't think y'all doing something new, Christians and Protestants. It was originated in the Middle East. It's an Eastern religion. Christianity is an Eastern religion. Just like Muslim, Islam, and all, it's Eastern. It comes from the Middle East. All religions, mostly all the religions that you see on this side of the world come from the Middle East, okay? They brought it to Germany in the 14th, 15th century, 16th, around there, when we started getting off the ships coming to America from Africa. Ephesus means resurrection. She is a Christian. She was a martyr of the Christianity, the Roman Catholic Christianity, the same stuff that you Christians fall in today. The same thing that she followed back then, y'all falling today. They just got a twist to it because they want to deceive you and make you think that Protestant is some other religion or some other. No, it's all the same, just with a different twist. So Ephesus, resurrection is in the Bible 40 times. Ephesus, she was a female martyr over there in Christianity. She was a Catholic. Okay, she was a Catholic. That's what resurrection means, Ephesus. Look her up. Look her up and see what it means, people. Okay, I'm going to go right now to Acts 12, verse 4. This is your Easter. They put it in the Bible one time. Acts 12, verse 4 for Easter. But that's what it's all about, people. Okay? It's about a woman named Ephesus. She is a goddess. She was a goddess. She was considered as a goddess. They worshipped her. They reverenced her. They adored her. That's what resurrection means. Ephesus. Acts. Chapter 12, verse 4. This is the only time you're going to see Easter in the Bible, okay? And they try to associate Easter with Passover. You cannot do that. because Easter don't have nothing to do with the Passover that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls, okay? Passover is Passover. Easter is Easter. Easter is pagan. They have everything to do with paganism, Axis, Sunday, all kind of paganism, okay? Don't have nothing to do with the Passover. What you people do on Easter, the disciples and the children of Israel, they didn't do that. They did not do that for Passover. And I'm going to read that for you, too, just to clarify that Easter is not nothing associated with the God of Israel or the Bible, even though they injected the word in the Bible one time. It has nothing to do with Passover. Absolutely nothing. So 12 verse 4. Let's pick it up at verse 2. Verse 2. Let's start at verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Certain of the church. No, Peter and them, they never call themselves no church. They never called themselves a church, okay? They Hebrews, they Jews. That's all westernized words, church, missionary. No, certain of the disciples, and verse 2 of Acts, and he killed James, Herod, which was a Roman, okay? He was a Roman. Control of Jerusalem at the time the Son of God was born. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded farther to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Okay? Unleavened bread. Do y'all know what unleavened bread is? Do y'all Christians know what unleavened bread is? No, you do not know what unleavened bread is. It was the days of unleavened bread, okay? Unleavened bread don't have nothing to do with Easter. Unleavened bread have everything to do with the Passover, okay? After the day of Passover, the next day is unleavened bread, which is a holy day. Okay, the Passover is a holy day. Unleavened bread is a holy day. It was for 8 days. Okay? Unleavened bread. Okay, that's what time they killed James. And they wanted to take Peter. It was unleavened bread. It was in the midst of unleavened bread. One day after Passover, it's unleavened bread. You got to take all the leaven out your house, the yeast and all that stuff out of your house. This is what the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew scrolls tell you to do, the Torah. So it was the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. Okay? He put him in prison. Okay, he put Peter in prison and delivered him to four quarantines of soldiers to keep him attending after Easter. 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 Let's look up that word Easter in the Greek. So right here what they're trying to do, the people that translated your Bible, what you have today, what they are trying to do right here, people, they're trying to tie Easter in with unleavened bread. Okay? It was no Easter. Unleavened bread. And then it say Easter. Speaking number 3957. Trying to say Easter. No. You did not put Easter with. There's no bonnies for Passover. You had to have a lamb for Passover. The children of Israel had to have a lamb for Passover. There was no bonnies. There was no dressing up for no new suits and new shirts. Okay? There was no Easter basket. There was no Easter egg. There's none of that. So, no, You cannot associate Easter with Passover. So don't even try that. Don't even try that. Okay? This is a pagan holiday called Easter. It is all about fertility. Rabbits having babies and eggs and all that. Eggs. Eggs is fertility. Eggs is all about access, resurrection. Okay? So, yes, you only